Blog Talk Radio.
Life, the process of there on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Cheryl Faxton. Thank you so much for joining me today where we learn and we are learning how to walk by faith and not by sight to the call, the destiny, and the purpose of God. Then when God has an intent for your life and he has intended you to have a great purpose in him, he will make sure that purpose is fulfilled. He will make sure that calling happens in your life. And when he places his anointing on your life, on that family, or that generation, you will see the demonstration of God's power and authority. This place of favor, life, is that place where God has given us favor with him and with man. It is also that type of favor that we see released over the life of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God also allows us to understand that if we have the faith of Abraham in the New Testament, then we believe and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Not only do we receive the promise of the gift of God, which is Jesus Christ, also the blessings of Abraham. So the favor life is a life that we are able to see God do great things with the favor on our life, but also we're able to see as Abraham into the spirit and things that God has for us and be able to walk those things out, birth those things out, and know that as we pull them from eternity into time, they will manifest everything that God has for us. Today, I'm just going to encourage you for a few minutes and let you understand that your spiritual journey, your spiritual authority is so critical because the enemy doesn't want you to have this place of authority. He doesn't want you to know that God is for you and God is going to give you victory and God is giving you victory and that he's calling you to overcome every obstacle that has ever come to you. But the enemy wants to hold you in a place where it looks and appears to your senses, to your soulish realm, which is the places where you feel and where you reason and the places where you articulate things. God has given you victory, and it's not in the realm of the flesh. It is in the spirit realm. Jesus has won the victory for us, and that victory is legal, and he's given us the right to use his name, use his authority and power, walk by faith and not by sight, and proclaim his goodness, his word, his life, his truth, as we see the overthrow of every weapon of the enemy that has come against us, as we see the overthrow going in, giving us victory against the things that the enemy's held hostage, as we see the overflow moving in our lives to break and destroy every yoke, as we see the overflow going into the places where the enemy thought we would never conquer or never move or never achieve. God causes us to triumph in the spirit realm that manifests in the natural realm. As we proclaim, profess, as we say, speak, pray, decree, declare by the Spirit of God, we now go into the spirit, wrestle with the things that are happening in the spirit, that the manifestation of what we've decreed and what we've declared and what we've allowed the authority and the power of God to wrestle and take down now shows up with evidence in the manifestation of the earth realm. So anything that you want to have see done according to God's will and word and life and truth has to happen in the spirit first. It has to be a spiritual impartation of faith, of prayers, of decree, of declarations, of petitions that are proclamated, and you do this by faith in the spirit. And as you do it in the spirit, because we're spirit beings, and we've been born with the Spirit of God, born again, brand new, and everything that man failed in was a spiritual fall that separated him from God. But Jesus brought this back, won the victory for us, and because we stand complete in him, now what we do in the spirit causes a great victory to overthrow the adversary and everything that he would try to do. The enemy wants to exhaust you because he understands that if you could ever stay on point, stay in alignment, stay in agreement with God, and in your mind and in your spirit aligning as well, that you will be a dangerous weapon against his kingdom, because you're going to be able to pray the prayers of faith, knowing that there's change is going to come, that there's going to be a great deliverance, that there's going to be a great breakthrough, that you're able to stand on the word and in the word of God, and you're going to see the manifestation of that word come in and fulfill everything that God has said in his word, because God can't lie, and his word has already been established. It's been established to accomplish something. He sent his word out to accomplish his divine will because he breathed himself inside of his word. So therefore, that word is full of power, authority, life, and every attribute of God. And that's why it cannot fail, because God cannot fail. And God will not fail you. God will not fail you. He will not fail you at all, because he is the God that has already commanded victory in your life and victory to overthrow every weapon of the enemy, so that you can walk in the authority of his divine will, knowing that it is truth, knowing that it is power. So whenever we decree the word, it is an established thing. It is the establishment of the word of God. It's the establishment of God's divine power being released in the dominion of the earth, the dominion where he has given us power to manage what he's entrusted us with. And as we see it in the heavens, as we decree it and declare it, we see that thing released in our lives. So know that you're more than a conqueror. The enemy wants to exhaust you because he understands that the same way that Jesus walked around and he performed great, mighty, wondrous works, and he performed these works under the authority and the power of God, he walked and lived here, and his life, his ministry was so powerful because he was doing what no other person had done in that time frame for years, as for centuries. No one else had done what he had done in the short period of time of his ministry, that 3.5 years. No one else had done the healings and the deliverances and the breakthroughs and the feedings like he had done in the short time that he was on the earth doing ministry. We know that he was here for 33 and a half years, but the ministry began when he turned 30. And so that in the Jewish custom represented the fact that they considered you to be an adult or a man at that time. So his ministry began in the legal realm of what they considered to be an adult. And so for that amount of time, God did miracles, signs, and wonders and wondrous things. And the religious leaders, they didn't like it, because he was showing up what they themselves were trying to put under the people, put the people under a yoke of bondage, knowing that they could not fulfill the law. That's why Jesus came to die, but they were yet keeping the people under this bondage, and they were not, they were telling them things that they were not themselves doing, and they did not love the people like God wanted them to, and didn't treat them the way that God wanted them to. They were partial in everything that they did, and they compromised a lot. So they didn't want anybody telling them that they didn't have what they said, because they were built up in pride and piousness. So when Jesus shows up on the scene, he's doing miracles, signs, and wonders. And the enemy said, I've got to shut this down. If I kill him, I'm going to stop the ministry of everything that he's doing. I'm going to stop the life of everything that he's doing. And that's what you have to understand. These blows that are coming after you, these things that are coming after you to stop you, to hinder you, one thing right after the other, it's trying to stop what God is perfecting in your life, perfecting in your spirit, perfecting in your giftings and your talents and your anointing. And so the enemy does not want that to manifest. So he's consistently trying to exhaust you and wear you down and weary you and make you give up, make you let go. But you have to understand, greater is the God, the King, the Lord, the Word, the Spirit, the life, the truth in you than he that is in the world. Even in the book of Luke and chapter 22, when Jesus was at the Garden of Gethsemane and he was praying, and he prayed three times, praying the same thing. Father, if there any other way to let this cup pass, let it happen. But then he realizes and he aligns his flesh and he aligns his mind and his will to the Spirit. And he says, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And he was at that time understanding the price that had to be paid for humanity and how he was going to suffer. And the suffering of what he was going to be was going to be horrendous. and something that no man could ever take unless it was the Son of God, because Jesus' DNA was the Father's. God used Mary to house him in the flesh, but his DNA was all the Father's, so that he would not be born under the same condemnation, guilt, and shame that we were born into, but he would be born of the Spirit of God so that he could break the curse of everything that we were born into. And so God allowed him to come and tabernacle here, and so his flesh fell. Everything that that he was going to carry and bear and for us, so that we can be set free. So the enemy thought, I'm going to shut him down. And when he was at the place where he was getting ready to go to that next level, or that death place, that death crossover, that is when we see that his physical body and the things that were coming against him were hard coming against him. That's why he was praying that God's will be done. And so we have to pray, and we have to be consistent in our prayers, especially when we're getting hit, so that we can understand that God is there as a very present help in the time of trouble. The Bible lets us know in the book of Luke that the angels came and strengthened Jesus so that he can endure and go through what he needed to. The Holy Spirit is there. The Word of God is there. The truth is there to strengthen you in the hardest place of your transition into the things of God. And if you trust God, you're going to win victoriously. You're going to overcome. You're going to see God's greatness and power moving in your life like never before. And you're going to be strengthened to grow and to continue to grow and to increase in the things that God has for you, so that you can be victorious over places in your life or areas in your life that you have not been. The consistency of being steadfast and unmovable and abounding in God and in his love and in his Spirit and his Word causes us to triumph over an enemy that wants to keep us in a place of holding. But thanks be unto God, we triumph. The Bible lets us understand and know that hell did not understand that it was the purpose of God for Jesus to die. And even though the enemy thought he was stopping the ministry of Jesus, he was not. What he was doing was putting him in the place of destiny, putting him in the place where God was going to be glorified, putting him in the place where God was going to be exalted, and many sons and daughters were going to come through Jesus Christ, because he was going to birth out the church and birth out the divine will of God, so that there would be many sons and daughters. Jesus is the firstborn of many. And so the Bible says, if hell had known, if the devil had known, if the enemy had known who Jesus was and what the Son of God's purpose was going to be, they never would have crucified him. But God hid that in himself. Hid that so the enemy would not know it, so that what God willed would be manifested and the glory and honor and praise would be that which was seen in the earth. And it's the same way with you. There's things that God is going to do in your life that the enemy doesn't know, but he suspects, because he sees the authority and the anointing on your life. He sees the press in your life, and he sees your love for God and for his word and his will. So he wants to exhaust you by trying to make it seem as if God does not have power. But the Word of God lets us understand that all power belongs to God in heaven and in earth, that his name is so great and so powerful that no one can do what he's done, that he's made and created and fashioned things, the heavens and the earth, just for his glory. So the power of God and the authority of God, it is an abiding thing. And so the enemy can't stop God. He cannot overthrow him. There's no enemy that can do that. God is from everlasting to everlasting. And whatever word he's assigned to your life, that word is going to be accomplished. That word is going to be manifested. All you have to do is stay in the place of perfect will and not permissive will. Permissive will ushers in your will, ushers in what you want. But God's perfect will ushers in his plan and his victory. So be steadfast, unmovable. Don't allow your flesh or time, the enemy, or the circumstance to move you out of the place of getting this overcoming victory and the thing that you've been going through and being prepared for the glory of God. God loves you, he's for you, and he's going to make sure that you win in his name for his glory. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Know that you're more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ, and that God is for you, and that you can do this because he's with you, and the power of the Lord rests, abides, and rules in you, and you will speak to God in Jesus' name. Be blessed, and be blessed always.